Hansen cask was half solid with green living things. A week ago, too, the very last of the lemon juice had been served out, and there would be scurvy to reckon with within a month, and no surgeon on board. Hanky, the surgeon, had died of all the complications of drink and syphilis off the Horn. For a month now, tobacco had been doled out in 30 ounces weekly. Hornblower congratulated himself now on having taken the tobacco under his sole charge. If he'd not done so, the thoughtless fools would have used up their whole store, and men deprived of tobacco were men who could not be relied upon. He knew that the men were more concerned about the shortage of tobacco than about the shortage of fuel for the galley which caused them each day to be given their salt pork, only just brought to the boil, in seawater. The shortage of tobacco, of water, and of wood was nothing nearly as important, however, as the imminent shortage of grog. He had not dared to cut that daily issue, and there was only rum for 10 more days in the ship. Not the finest crew in the world could be relied on if deprived of their ration of rum. Here they were, in the South Sea, with no other king's ship within 2,000 miles of them. Somewhere to the westward were islands of romance, with beautiful women and food to be got without labour. A life of happy idleness was within their reach.